And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Sonny, we get to the end of the first quarter at 7-0 Harrison. I know Coach Erie talked about in his pregame show. He said we can't let them jump out and build a big lead on us early. And the Bombers have responded pretty well to that initial touchdown.
They have. You know, like I say, it was a big play touchdown. It wasn't a drive. It was one of those home run balls where they connected and knocked it out of the park. And now we just got to put them back in the huddle and make them work on it.
Second down, low snap picked up by the quarterback, Keelan. Hands it off to Welsh. He's going nowhere. It's going to be a loss on the play, a couple of yards, back to about the 8-yard line.
Brock Boget just flew in there, blew up the play. Middle linebacker for the Bombers.
So it's going to bring up third and about 8 here for the Goblins. Third and 8 from their own 8-yard line. Keelan directing traffic. He'll have trips to the right side now. Low snap again. He's going to roll out to that side. Throws towards the sideline. Nothing there. It's incomplete. Fourth down, and the Goblins will be forced to punt from near their end zone.
Great read by the defense. They saw what the play was. That pass was to no one. He was just getting that ball out. Good pressure. Great job. Ofa Valdez in there, getting the linebackers coming in. Moses Adams coming in. It looks like Gage Lindsey in on that play, all putting the heat on him.
So fourth and 8 from their own 8, and Keelan will stand about 2 yards deep in his own end zone. Now about 4 yards deep, awaiting the snap. It's a good snap. The kick is away, and this is going to bounce at the 33 of Harrison. And roll dead at the 34. So the Bombers with great field position at the Harrison 34. You've got to take advantage of this.
And it's going to be interesting. You may see Coach Acklin. He is the offensive play caller for Mountain Home. He came to us from Mountain View Liberty Birch Tree, where he had a fantastic career as a head coach. Very successful. He may try and hit them with something to go for the throat.
First down, Mountain Home from the 34 of Harrison. McKay, back to pass, looking to the right, hit, dropped and sacked at the 45-yard line. It was just a single player coming in and making the hit. That's the outside linebacker, Alex Mills, for the Goblins that gets the sack and a loss of 16.
That's what you call one of those coverage sacks, Brad. He had a lot of time to throw the football. You got to hold on, you know.
So second down and 26, about 26 here for the Bombers. Second and 20, my bad. They marked it was at the 45. It was a loss of 11 on the play. McKay keeps it this time. He's inside the 40.
And got most of it back. Nice little scramble. Gets down. I think they're going to mark it right about the 37?
About the 37-yard line. So he gets 7 of it back.
Well, obviously, on this end of the field, you got 2 downs to work with here. So you don't have to get the big chunk play.
Third and 13 here for this Mountain Home offense with 10:20 left in the first half. McKay out of the gun. He's going to roll to the right. Fires long down the field. Has a receiver just off the fingertips. Incomplete. A well-thrown ball just 3 inches shorter. It would have been a big gain near the 10-yard line. It was intended that time for Mojica.
Yes, wide open. Or not, pretty much wide open. Had an easy step. He's running free. Ball just right off the end of his hands. I think what looks like lined up like they're going to go for it right here.
Fourth and 13 for this Mountain Home offense. And there's a flag, and let's see what they're going to call this time. Harrison came across, and I think they're going to get the Goblins for the offside this time.
Well, wasn't going to agree with them until they did it, because I sure thought they did it last time. But, again, now you've set up a fourth and manageable. You're obviously going for it if you're going to try that kind of deal to draw them offsides. That was pretty obvious that that was the mission on that play, see if they'd give us 5 free ones.
And they did. So now it's 4th and 8 for this Mountain Home offense at the Harrison 32-yard line.
going to be a timeout coming out up here. You run this down to 7 on the play clock. Unless they're going to run quick.
Timeout. They call the timeout. Yep, there's the timeout. They were down to 1 second on the play clock. We'll break. 9:55 left opening half. Harrison leads at 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, T-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Ready for a music tour through the Arkansas Delta? Let's see. Johnny Cash Boyhood Home? Check. A new rockabilly exhibit? Check again. A live broadcast of the country's longest-running blues radio program? We've got it. The bronze bust of Levon Helm? On the list. Find these spots and more as you travel the Arkansas Delta Music Trail. Go to thenewdeltabyways.com to see all the driving tours through the Arkansas Delta Byways region.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4th and 8 for the Mountain Home offense. They've got trips to the left side. Empty backfield for McKay. He stands in. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the right, looking across the middle. The ball's intercepted at the 23-yard line. The return up the left sideline and inside Mountain Home territory down to about the 45-yard line. I didn't see who was that.
Bodie Gillum on Gillum? There, yeah, okay. In coverage. He was just kind of sitting there in his zone, and that was not the intended receiver for that play. It was pretty obvious he was wanting to go down the sidelines.
Right.
And just a little bit of hesitation and then try to check back down. And there was nobody there, just Gillum standing in the way. I would say as good as a punt, but not. I mean, if you'd had an incompletion, you could have, you know, pinned them back a little deeper.
Exactly.
Now you just can't let them hit you with a big play, but they got you spread out right here. They got the twins to both sides. I really think right here you're going to look for something inside, try and hit them with a play on that fullback. And we got some kind of penalty.
False start against the Goblins. Well, the thing that stands out, though, son, in that last drive is you take over at the Harrison 34, and you cannot take advantage of that field position. That's one that can haunt you the rest of the night.
Oh, yeah, as a coach, you got to be upset, but you've also got to be cognizant of what you're dealing with here and what you're asking these kids to do that they haven't done before. So until you do it and have some success at it, you know, you can't always be confident.
Fourth penalty for 27 yards against the Goblins. Two receivers each side of the ball now from their own 48-yard line on first down. Keelan has time. Stands in the pocket, now flushed out to the left. He's going to fire just before going out of bounds. Completes it to the Mountain Home 45-yard line. And he stays out of trouble and gets positive yards on the play.
Able to use those feet, keep moving. That's a pretty good throw there. You know, left-handed kid throwing on that ball.
Yes.
Rolling to it, throwing back across his body.
And we've got the play goes to the 42 of Mountain Home, but officials are standing back around the 47 talking. I don't see a flag, but they're talking like they're saying that Keelan stepped out at the 48. Before the pass was thrown. Oh, no, the receiver, I should say, stepped out at the 48. So it goes for a 4-yard gain from the 48 to the 48. So it makes about 6 yards difference and brings up 2nd and 11 here for the Goblins. 9:32 left in the first half. Elon to pass again. Has time, looking long down the middle, it's complete at the 15, the 10, the 5, drug down to the 3-yard line. It's first and goal coming up here for the Goblins. It was Moy once again on the long reception.
Moy's running that little post route, and he gets inside of the defender. And once you get inside of the defender, it can shield, you use your body as a shield. I mean, that just opens it up. But what's he going to do? He's only got two things. He can run through you and try and get to the ball. And he drug a tackler. He got an extra good 8 to 10 yards off dragging that tackler.
So first and goal here for the Goblins at the Mountain Home 3-yard line. Trips to the left side. And the ball kept by Keylon up the middle. He's in. Touchdown, Harrison. Both teams with 4 first downs on the night. But it's Harrison's 2 big plays that are the difference in the ball game, and they lead it by a couple of touchdowns now after the touchdown run by Keylon.
And obviously, Brad, it's the same receiver, the same play that they're running. They're hitting that big. You know, we're going to have to make an adjustment over there on the defensive side of the ball, get with that secondary personnel and see what we need to do to change that alignment. Harrison had some really great blocks on the right side of their offensive line on the touchdown play. You got to give them credit as well.
Extra point good. 14-0. Harrison leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Logan Walker with the return takes it from the 14-yard line out just across the 30 to about the 32. Nice return, and that's where the Bombers will start with their next possession. They'll mark it at the 33, so the Bombers will start there. Down 14-0 with 8:52 left in this opening half. Here's the ball handed this time to Hershberger. He's going to take it across the 35 and out to about the 38-yard line.
Good hard running. That's all that was, Brad. Saw a little seam, hit it, pop it for 3 or 4, put 2 or 3 of those together, and then you got a first down.
Goes for about 5 where they marked him down. So 2nd and 5 coming up here for Mountain Home. They get down, and then they look over to the sideline. The play is signaled in, so 2nd and 5 here for Mountain Home. And a low snap picked up by McKay, and he's just going to throw this one away. He got in trouble with a low snap, and wisely gets rid of it and avoids a sack and anything else bad happening.
Yeah, got out of it without anything else bad happening, but you didn't get those. You need to get 2-3 yards, 3rd and 3. Those are really easier, much easier. The percentages really increase on picking those up as opposed to 3rd and 5.
8:19 left in this long first half. We're not used to these long halves, are we, Sonny?
We better get used to them.
Here's the ball kept by McKay. McKay is going to come up about a half yard shy. They're going to mark him about a yard shy at the 42-yard line. So it's 4th and 1 coming up for this Mountain Home offense.
You know, we've shown that we'll sit out there and try and draw them off, you know, come out, do it again, and then kick it. Going to be an interesting strategy. The punt team is not on the field right now.
So the ball's at the 42, just across the 42, and they have to get to the 43. So this is just over a half yard the Mountain Home needs to move the chains. 10 seconds left on the play clock, and I think they're going to let that roll down and then take the timeout and decide what they want to do. 7:33 left in this first half. We'll break. Harrison up 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all's been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the big fourth down play coming up for this Mountain Home offense, maybe. I don't know if you... I'm interested to see what they do here.
Well, this is a chance you can definitely test yourself. You know, they have a series of play. They call them their bob plays, big on big. So you want to use your weight, push them around. Harrison is undersized. Be interested if he just takes it and runs it right up the gut.
Fourth and about half a yard here for this Mountain Home offense. Here's McKay straight ahead. He has the first down, bounces it to the outside. He's inside the 50, the 45, down to the 42 of Harrison. Mountain Home needed one, and they get about 16.
Well, I think they deked him a little bit. He was going to run right up the middle, and I think out of the corner of his eye, he saw the seam. Harrison had tucked in. All the defenders were inside the tackle box, and boom, first down.
17-yard play down to the 41 of Harrison. Mountain Home converts on fourth and one. Now McKay hands it off to Hershberger, tripped up in the backfield, stays on his feet, fights ahead, and he'll pick up about a yard and a half on the play.
Get a couple out of it. You know, it was a little arm tackle that got him. One arm just kind of reached out and tripped him up, and he's able to fall forward, though, and get that. That's, you know, that's the difference in precision in what you're doing. How many times have you done this? How many times have you done it against this kind of speed? Never. Right. You don't have this kind of speed in your junior varsity to practice against. It's hard to get it down.
Second and nine now for the Bombers, working right to left. McKay to pass and is complete at the 37-yard line, down to the 35. Bogey on the receiving end that time, and it's going to be good for about a four-yard gain to the 36. They'll mark him down.
I thought they marked him down a little short there. Good job, though. He just kind of flared out. He's fullback, but he's out there kind of on that wing. A little flood pattern. There's multiple options on that side. Be interesting if we're going to try and do pop something back to our sideline, to the wide side of the field, or run to this narrow side.
Handoff goes to Hershberger. He bounces off the first tackler, takes it to the 33, and he's going to be about 2 yards shy, so fourth and two coming up.
Definitely in the go-for-it range.
You
don't have a kicker that can kick it this far, and you're not going to punt it. So what can you do with it? What kind of alley? You know, it seems like right now Harrison's loading up in certain areas, but they're all leaving an alley if we just can see it and make the read.
Fourth and two for this Bomber offense. The give is to Hershberger. He's got the first down. Check it. It's Bogey that's in. He's got the first down inside the 30, down to about the 26-yard line. They needed two, and they get seven.
Great effort by Bogey. Once he kind of exploded out of the backfield. I think there's a few plays tonight we've been hesitant to make that cut and go. There was no hesitation there. He just lowered his head and easily got the first down.
The second fourth down conversion of this drive for Mountain Home. Fresh set of downs. This is Hershberger, and he's going to squirt through a tight hole on the right side, inside the 25, down to about the 23. He'll pick up about three on first down.
Good job, right side of the line. Spalding, Lake over there. I think Cody Abel pulled and provided a block. Had a nice little gap there.
Just under 5 minutes left in the first half. Harrison leads it 14-0. It's Hershberger again, trying to bounce to the outside, takes it inside the 20, down to about the, check it, it's Bogey on the carry, down to the 17-yard line, a pickup of six.
Running hard. You know, now you have third and short. You're already shown that you are not afraid of going fourth and short. This might be a good situation to either pull something out of the bag or tricks, or just put the ball in the air.
Third and a yard here for this Mountain Home offense. And a bad snap. McKay is going to pick it up and manages to throw the ball away and get the incompletion. What a heads-up play. He had two defenders hanging on him. He got rid of it to avoid the big loss and now brings up fourth and a yard.
And there is no in the grasp in high school football.
Thank goodness. Two of them.
Had their chances.
They did.
The funny thing was Lawson Stockton was in the area. If he could have kept that a little more accurate, he had broken free and was coming to the sideline. But by that time, Bryce just had to let it go.
Can the Bombers convert a third, fourth down on this drive? Fourth and one. And the give is kept instead by the quarterback. And McKay is going to fight to the 15. He's right at the marker. He's got it for a first down.
Well, according to that guy with the down stick back over there, he had it easy by
a
yard.
He did, didn't he? Yep. Third first down of this drive, and all three have come on fourth down.
Hershberger gave him a good block on that play as well.
So a fresh set of downs at the Harrison 15. Rolling to the right is McKay. This is a designed run. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's down to the 3-yard line. First and goal coming up for Mountain Home.
Gets exciting when you see that. Well, we caught that at the perfect angle. We could see that seam. That's that same play they run about three times. Right side of the line creates the seam here. You're blocking back down with the big man on the right tackle, Spalding. He had a block. You got a kick-out block from the lead, and now you're in business.
It's first and goal at the 3 for Mountain Home. McKay will give it. This is Bogey bowling his way in. No sign yet. There it is. Touchdown, Mountain Home.
Great
Brock
job.
Brock Bogey.
He just hammered it into the end zone. I think he kind of pushed everybody into the end zone. We'll watch this little replay here and watch the power in his legs. Lead block by Hershberger. Just got inside and willed his way into the end zone.
Bogey from 3 yards out. How about the drive for Mountain Home? Four first downs, three of them converted on fourth down, and the Bombers on the scoreboard for the first time. Now then, a
swinging gate
formation on the extra point, and now looks like they'll line up and go ahead and kick it. Jack Shaner is the kicker for Mountain Home. Sophomore place kicker. Harrison jumped off sides, and now... do you think about a go for two here? You're from 1.5 instead of 3 yards out.
Boy, I'm not sure, Brad. Because then you're going to get, if you don't get your extra point here, then you're getting off kilter and you're chasing points for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that, you know, we've seen Shaner kick in the preseason. Doesn't, I wouldn't say he has a huge leg, but he's very accurate.
Yes.
And actually kicks a very pretty ball.
All right, Bombers declined the penalty, so they'll go ahead and line up here and get ready to try the extra point. 3:34 left in this first half. Waiting the snap. There it is. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 3:34 left in the first half. 14-7 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the kickoff taken by Harrison at about the 30-yard line. The young man goes down to a knee, and one of the Bombers comes barreling in there and couldn't stop in time, and they hit him. The official right on top of the play didn't throw the flag, but the official on the backside did, and they're going to give Mountain Home for that late hit. And that's kind of one of those in-betweens, and of course, it happened to the home team, so I can see that. Watching the replay, I can see the penalty.
Yeah, but boy, it's not like he just blew him up. You got it. That's a bonehead move right there. Now that I see the replay, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's trying to be a little too physical right now when you don't need to be.
So it moves the ball out to the 45-yard line for Harrison, and that's where they will start this drive after a timeout. 14-7 Goblins. 3:34 left first half. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans, it's Mike Willard from Arvest Bank. And this cheer is a shout out to all of our bombers rising to the challenge of each new day this year. From students to teachers, school administration to parents, we are proud of your resilience, determination, and commitment to excellence in education. An ancient philosopher once shared that education breeds confidence. Confidence breeds hope, and hope breeds peace. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
All right, the Goblins starting this drive at their own 45-yard line after the penalty on the kickoff. 14-7, Harrison with the lead. Keelon will keep it after the motion man. They fake to him. Keelon dives straight ahead, picks up three out to the 48.
Got three. We did a good job of maintaining integrity. What they're doing is they're running hard on that jet sweep motion, faking that jet sweep, trying to get the defense to flow out and open up that backside for Keelon. Had the guys that stayed home, though, and made the play when they needed to.
So second and seven here for the Goblins. 3:09 left in this opening half. Harrison has a couple of timeouts left to use. The Bombers have one.
Five wide.
Empty backfield for Keelon. Dropping straight back. Good protection. Now he rolls to his right. Fires it deep across the middle. Incomplete. Oh, they're going to throw the flag.
Oh, my goodness.
That looked like it was pretty good coverage that time by Mountain Home.
Really good coverage.
Man, they're going to throw the flag down about the 8-yard line.
We have to watch this.
We're watching the replay up here in the booth, and
a little,
couldn't tell on the hand on the backside.
Yeah.
Maybe we couldn't see it from here.
We see that every day.
Yeah.
It's every defensive football player is doing that little move. That's not like he had a handful of jersey or anything.
So it moves the ball down to the 37 with the penalty. It's only Mountain Home's fourth penalty, but two of them have been big ones. So 52 yards and penalties.
Yeah, pass interference penalties, those are the ones that get you.
50 yards and penalties. So first down here for the Goblins. Keelon to pass, looking
wide
right
open.
Side, wide open at the 10, touchdown Goblins. There wasn't a defender within 20 yards of the receiver, Dylan Block, that time.
Yeah, that's definitely, you say, you know, kind of a blown coverage or you got beat. No, that was definitely a complete blown coverage. There was nobody around him. He's just running free. Really not a lot you can say about it.
Nope.
Sure Coach Airy will have some choice words back on the sidelines. And for those who don't know, Coach Airy is a fiery dude.
He is. Extra point is up and it's good. 2:43 left first half. Goblins up 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Every child deserves to attend school wearing clean clothes and shoes that fit properly without holes. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins with the Salvation Army, and we need your help. We have partnered with the local schools for shoes, socks, and skivvies drive. New shoes, socks, and underwear for children kindergarten through 12th grade are being collected and distributed to those in need. Please consider a donation to the Back to School Socks, Shoes, and Skivvies Drive today. And together, let us help kids start the school year off on the right foot.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you, whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Logan Walker with the return from the 12 out to the 44-yard line. And he gets tackled there. He got up, kept on running. I'm not sure that he ever hit the ground. I thought he was on top of the defender.
Well, he kind of spun over and his knees never come down.
He never went down,
did
he? No,
he didn't. He put his hand down.
He was on top of the defender. Oh, the officials missed that one. So the Bombers will have it at the 44-yard line. Their own 44. Nice return. Walker's had two nice returns on kickoffs here in this first half. Ball is given this time to Hershberger following a blocker out to the 49-yard line, a pickup of five on first down. That was Bogey again. That was in the ball game.
Yeah, they put those two backs back there, and just one of them was serving as a lead blocker for the other, whichever way they decide to run it, and they're just running it up the gut.
Second and five here for this Bomber offense, and the ball kept this time by the quarterback McKay from Mountain Home, and he's got a first down run to the 42 of Harrison.
I think we found something here that we like, Brad. Just getting that little gap on the inside, watching this replay. Yep, got a little kick, got a little puller in the middle.
Here's another run, another first down run for Mountain Home down to the 31.
And I'm going to be Hershberger honest, I'm not sure that's not the same play, three snaps in a row.
12 that play, 10 the one before. The Bombers quickly up to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be Bogey this time. He's going to pick up about four. And Mountain Home running fast, fast, fast offense. They're just getting up to the line of scrimmage, snapping it, and going.
Don't give them any time to figure it out, Brad. Nope. Keep gashing them and make them burn a timeout.
And there they go. Timeout Harrison with 1:31 left in this first half. The Bombers moving the ball quickly here against this Harrison defense. We'll take a break. Harrison leads at 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, I like the tempo here, Sonny, that Mountain Home's using offensively. They're moving the ball very quickly and very effectively.
That's something we didn't show in the scrimmage, but something we've seen in practice. I like to get it up there. And when you get somebody reeling like that, I know this is a Coach Airy thing because he knows Harrison likes to do it too. You just keep hitting them, punching until they do something. In this case, Harrison had to burn a timeout.
So second down and 7 for Mountain Home at the 33 of Harrison. Check at the 27 of Harrison. Ball is given up the middle. This is Hershberger. He's inside the 15, down to about the where they're going to mark him at the 12-yard line.
Excellent job kicking it down on the left side. Alex Pizzamenti, Cody Abel, that's two big boys over there. They just kind of blocked down, watching to see where the end went. Oh, they caught him, sealed him down. It was just a pretty big open lane to run in.
16-yard pickup. This is Bogey this time. Bogey is inside the 10, down to about the 6-yard line. They're going to mark his knee at the 7, it looks like. Pickup of about 5.
You don't want to be in too big a hurry. You want to leave yourself plenty of snaps, but get down here. You know, maybe that was a brilliant move, deferring to the second half. You're going to get the ball coming out of the break.
If you can score here, then maybe get the ball to start the second half. 4 here for Mountain Home. McKay will keep it himself. He takes it inside the 5, down to the 4. 39 seconds left in the half. It's 3rd and about 2 for Mountain Home at the 5-yard line. McKay will await the snap. And now a whistle and timeout in Mountain Home with 26 seconds left in this first half. Goblins lead at 21-7. Bombers threatening. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
26 seconds left in this first half. Harrison's up 21-7. Mountain Home threatening here. It's a third and two at the Harrison 5-yard line. McKay will hand it off straight ahead. There wasn't much room, maybe a yard on the carry that time for Hershberger. So fourth and a yard coming up here for Mountain Home. 15 seconds left. They have to hurry. They're to the line of scrimmage. McKay keeps it himself this time, trying to get to the corner. The race to the corner of the end zone. He dives. He's in. Touchdown, Mountain Home. McKay wins the race to the corner of the end zone, and the Bombers on the board again.
Fake that play they've run several times in a row. This time he pulls it and just outruns his man to the corner.
Did a good job of shifting that football from his right arm to his left arm to keep it away from the defender, and he wins the race to the corner.
Throw a little stiff arm in there on old number three on defense, Sloan Barrett.
Again, the swinging gate formation. They look what the defense does, and then they decide to go ahead and line up and kick the extra point.
Nice stiff arm by McKay. You just saw that. He just pushed him off of him.
Shaner's extra point is low and blocked. They never got that above the lineman. So we will have 5 seconds left in this first half. We'll break with the Goblins leading 21-13. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
5 seconds left in this first half. Here's the kick, just a line drive kick. Harrison will fall on it at the 32, and they'll have one shot here at the end zone before the half arrives. And boy, you cannot allow anything to happen here on the last play of this half. You just scored a touchdown. You're going to get the football to start the second half, and you got to make sure you don't allow anything bad to happen here. The Bombers are going to put five defenders
back of the back, the 25-yard line.
They're way back 40 yards off the ball. Harrison's going to kneel on it. It's a bit of a surprise, I thought. They're not going to take a chance. So they take a knee, and that will end the half. And the Bombers down 21-13. Sonny, like what I saw here in this first half.
I like it, too, and I like the chance that we get to go make adjustments at halftime, get some work on the whiteboard, really especially in that defensive secondary, get that kind of figured out, make sure that if we get back covering that double post correctly, find out, diagnose the blown coverage. You know, we do have the sideline huddle, so we should be able to see that video and get those kind of things cleaned up. But I'm sure this score is probably going to raise some eyebrows around the state.
It will. 21-13, Harrison with the lead at halftime. We'll begin our halftime show coming up here. This is Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net, because life is meant to be enjoyed.